All right. First of all, I want to thank everybody for being here, and this is very exciting. This is an absolutely packed crowd. I mean, literally standing room only, literally at the back. So that's very exciting to see all of these people interested in evaluation. And again, I feel like I'm talking a little bit about social network analysis. Who in the room has done social network analysis? Because I'm going to be calling on you. Good. Okay, you. Okay, I see you back there. And because I feel like following the baseball theme that all of us experienced last night, because we could all hear it for like 2 hours, I feel like I am a bit of a like an independent ball or something. Like I'm paying them to do this because I feel like way below a rookie. This is so exciting. It's such a neat tool. I love to do it, but I'm not 100% sure I know what I'm doing. I probably know enough to be dangerous. Okay, I do also want to mention that Nancy O'Banion, who is the Director of Wellness at the Indian Healthcare Resource Center, is the one who should be here. But again, as we all know, with evaluation of programs, once the funding ends, it's really hard to get travel funds to go someplace to talk about a program that's really cool and that's worked. So unfortunately, she is not able to be here, and I wish she was, because that would be much better. Okay, and I, again, have no disclosures. The learning objectives, just wanted to review these really quickly. I am going to talk about the value of social network analysis. I am going to show a couple of really pretty pictures. They're really cool. And then we're going to discuss sort of the importance of using, at least for the one thing that we did, using social network analysis for this particular program. They do feel like I have to give you a little bit of background on the program. Again, I don't know that I recognize anybody, but I did a presentation just a few minutes ago on this particular program, the Tulsa Healthy Lifestyle Program, and I love to show this picture because we do have like real tall buildings and everything. They got like multiple stories, they're like 40 floors high and everything in Tulsa. It's a real urban center. It's and you can see, if, for those of you who are historians, you may notice the little mini twin tower there that is in Tulsa. And again, I'm more than happy to talk about that little history of that because it's kind of a neat little thing about Tulsa. All right, Indian Healthcare Resource Center. Those of you who are not familiar with it, it is a 501c3. It is designated to care for the urban American Indian population of Tulsa. They do provide medical services, dental service, optometry, behavioral health, pharmacy, and health education and wellness. And that's where the particular program that I'm working with in this case is out of. The program is, as I've said before, multi-component. It has an in-school health education aspect. We're not going to talk a lot about that. There's some after-school programs, and there initially were four, and because of funding restrictions, we had to cut that. So that's where we used our social, I'm giving you a preview, I'm not supposed to do that. That's where we had to use some of our social network analysis to make some decisions on what to cut. There are also summer and spring break camps and some community-based after-school programs. I include some pictures here of the program or from the program, and one of the really neat things about this program that I just want to mention because it's really cool is that the summer camp programs and the spring break programs are held in conjunction with the Tulsa Public School System using their ropes course. And at the time it was built, it was the biggest indoor ropes course in the U.S., and I don't think it is anymore. I think somebody stole that from them. But it's huge. And when it's 113 degrees, that's important. We had summer camps. When it was 113, you can't have the kids outside doing so. You can't do it. So that partnership was hugely important. The physical activity and nutrition program that was integrated into the after-school program was based on the CATCH curriculum. And I'm sure everybody's hopefully familiar with the CATCH curriculum. If you're not, look it up. There's a lot of information on it, and it's been disseminated widely. We did add some traditional games and some experiential learning, and did some things. For example, you see a picture of the kids kayaking on the Arkansas River. So we did add a few things to the CATCH curriculum, and a lot of the kids have been more than once, so we have to you know, spice it up a little bit for these kids that have you know, there's only so many times you can go on like a 3-story ropes course. You know, it just, you know, gets boring after a while. That was sarcasm. We did add, again, traditional games, Cherokee stickball, Indian football, bump the ball. Just a quick summary of the program. There were about 3,500 kids involved in the program, 4,200 contacts. Some of the kids obviously had multiple parts of the program. The camps, there's about 10,000 hours of contact time. The after-school program, about 45,000 hours of contact time, and then 122,000 hours in the in-school program. Sorry, it's harder to remember which button than you think. Just a quick summary of social network analysis, and again, since apparently a lot of people at least are not claiming that they've done it, then I may spend a little bit more time on this than I had anticipated. But social network analysis, it's one of those things that everything that's old is new again. This has been done and done and done. I'm actually trained as an anthropologist, and of course we did this in graduate school. We didn't have the fancy, really nice computer programs that we have now. I had big rolls of paper and drew. In social network analysis, it looks at the connections across individuals and groups. You can look at how people are interrelated to each other. You know, some of the principles, I'm not going to go through all of these, but really the object is to look at the linkages and the relationships. We're not done. We've just barely dipped our toe into what can be done with this analysis. The social network approach, again, I'm not going to talk a lot about this. Many of these slides I added so that you'd have them if you wanted to look at this later. I have a lot of information at the end on resources. But again, networks are a major source of capital. There was a very recent article, I believe it was from July of 2012, in Pediatric, oh Lord, I wrote it down, but then I forgot. In a draw, I can get it for you if you're interested. Feel free to contact me, that talked about the fact that these networks are very important, that if you have one active kid in these networks, that makes the rest of the network active. So in that sense, what we were doing was very exciting because we just had something come out that supports what we were doing and that we wanted to get active kids into the network and we wanted to maintain the network. Again, I've already said all of this. There are two kinds of social network analysis: whole network analysis, which is what we did for this particular analysis, and personal network analysis. And I'm not going to talk about that at all. A lot of personal network analysis has been done in public health. If you're interested, again, there's a lot of work being done on HIV, drug use, obesity, obviously, the most recent New England Journal of Medicine a couple of years ago on obesity. I'm trying to look at my list of what else, STD. So there's been a lot of work on personal network analysis. Ours was more of a whole network analysis. And I did promise you the pretty pictures. And it is so nice as evaluation, you know, people who do evaluation, and it's always underfunded. I know, woe is me, it's always underfunded. But it's nice to have these tools that allow us to quickly do a look at a network and to be able to say, okay, it's clear that there are two programs that are not in the larger network. This particular sociogram, I don't want to call them the technical terms, but this particular diagram was one of the first ones that we did. We threw in all of the after-school programs, all of the camp programs. We wanted to see who or where or how related these programs were so that we could see who's getting multiple doses, because we know there's a dose response. We know that kids with more contact with the program do better. And we know that from other analysis that we haven't or not have here. So we got to a point where we said, okay, well, we have to make some changes. There's funding cuts, so what are we going to do? Well, this allowed us to look at it quickly and say, oh, it's clearly there's two programs that we need to look into if we're going to have to make cuts. We didn't want to, but if we're going to have to. This is a quick one, and I'm not going to go through a lot of them. This is another one that we drew some conclusions about from our social network analysis. This is looking at the camps program for 2010 and 2011. And what we noticed is that what draws students together, it's not really shown very well in this particular analysis, but what drew kids together, or what sort of linked kids from the after-school program and into the summer camp program so that they were continually getting doses, was the spring break program. And again, it's not very well shown in this one, but the spring break program is the yellow box. And what we saw is that kids were in the after-school program, and then they would go to the spring break program, and they go, oh, well, this is kind of cool. I'm going to go to the summer camp program. And they weren't doing that before. So it was able to really emphasize why we needed to keep the spring break program, even though it's a pain because it's so quick, it's so hard to do. But it was extremely important because it linked the two sort of programs, the after-school program and the other program, the camp program. I'm not going to talk about this. I have 5 minutes, but this is not that exciting. Again, just pretty picture. I did want to talk a little bit about, this was another sort of analysis that we did. Tulsa had what we call, what our program director lovingly calls the Great Consolidation. In Tulsa Public Schools, in the middle of this program, you know, no consideration for our little program, they had to consolidate their elementary school districts. They had 13 schools, actually had 14 schools shut down, and one school reopened as a different type of school. It went from an elementary school to a middle school or magnet school, I can't remember. But the point is, one of the schools that was our after-school program shut down right in the middle of the program. And, you know, second year of the program, we learned that they knew that there was a possibility that they were going to shut down. They didn't know for sure until the third year. So there was a whole year in that program, too, where they were going, we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, people did lose their jobs. It was a very traumatic thing. But we were fortunate in that we were able to find a school where most of the kids went. Most of the kids from the school that shut down ended up going to this school. So there was some continuity of the two programs, even though it appeared, you know, it was very traumatic and really kind of stunk. Again, I've already talked a little bit about this. We sort of the results of what we learned is that the spring break camp was central to building the relationships. And again, I don't have time to really talk about a lot of this, unfortunately, with a 15-minute presentation. But the spring break camp was critical in building those relationships and keeping the kids in the program for a year round and keeping that education happening. Also, I talked a little bit about having to make some decisions on after-school programs and the ones that had no relationships and weren't bringing kids into the camp program and getting them much more integrated into continual learning. We did have to cut. I just wanted to throw this up. I feel like in epidemiology, I had to have a graph. It felt unnatural not having one, so here's your graph. But basically, what this tells us is that the kids that were in multiple events and that were coming to the program more and more got to the point where they were scoring hundreds on the pretest, so we had to change the pretest. But they were maintaining their knowledge, at least their knowledge, and that was really exciting and one of the reasons that we decided to sort of maintain this network. Future directions, we would like to do more personal network analysis. We want to do some really in-depth analysis of some of the physical tests that were included, as well as self-efficacy with the networks. There is so much that can be done, but the biggest problem that we have, like everyone else, is the funding's over, the evaluation report's in, and now we have to figure out how to do this. I said earlier, we're doing this on the weekends now. And it's football season, and I have to recover from a traumatic loss this weekend. So I have other things I have to do on my weekends sometimes. So that's, you know, that's one of the problems. Again, I included a bunch of slides here at the end for your information when you just lovingly download these slides, as I know you will. I do want to talk for my 1 minute that I have left about the staff at Indian Healthcare Resource Center. And acknowledge them because they're the ones that do all the work. I just get to play with the data. They do all the work. They have to put up with the kids and the, you know, throwing up and the bruises. They can hit with the balls, all of that. So they're the heroes of this project. Want to talk for one last second. Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust in Oklahoma funded this part of the project. The Office of Minority Health funds a continuation of this project. But my presentation was funded by a HRSA grant. So it shows how, again, in public health, we always have to do this. I've included, again, some references on where you can get help and software. And I'm stopping. Thank you so much.